USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On an Easter Sunday, when many Christians celebrated apart, Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will need more support before schools, businesses, and places of worship can reopen.
We're going to need testing, more testing, faster testing than we now have when you start to move people back to work, and we're going to need federal help. There is no doubt about that.
With more than 530,000 cases of coronavirus reported and deaths topping 20,000 in the U.S., people chose to worship online. President Trump was watching an Easter service on his laptop. He sent out this message.
We're winning the war. We'll be back together in churches right next to each other. Celebrate. Bring the family together like no other. We have a lot to be thankful for.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices have dropped 52 cents over the past 7 weeks because of the stay-at-home orders.
Gasoline demand in the U.S. is causing this price crash, and I think it'll go on. The OPEC agreement to cut apparently less than the discussed 10 million barrels per day is really a drop in the bucket. It's not very meaningful.
The average price of regular grade gas is just over $2 a gallon. The top oil producing countries have agreed to cut output in order to boost plummeting oil prices due to the pandemic and a Russia-Saudi price war. Oil industry analyst Tom Kloza.
There's no question that we are looking at the biggest oil production cut ever. There's no precedent for this. But there's also no precedent for the fact that right now we're looking at demand destruction globally that's taken demand down from about 100 million barrels a day to 80 million barrels a day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS has announced that the first round of payments distributed as part of a coronavirus relief package had been deposited in Americans' bank accounts. The agency wrote on Twitter, the IRS deposited the first economic impact payments into taxpayers' bank accounts today. The distributions were established by a $2.2 trillion relief package signed in March, promising individuals with gross incomes of less than $75,000 a year as much as $1,200 and up to $2,400 for couples with an additional $500 per child. Payments are set to continue beginning with Americans who filed tax returns for 2018 or 2019 and authorized direct deposit. On Friday, the IRS and the Treasury Department launched an online tool designed to speed delivery of payments for those who didn't file taxes in those years. It also plans to launch a separate tool by April 17th to allow those who filed tax returns but didn't provide direct deposit information to submit their information and receive payment immediately. Those who remain without direct deposit information will simply be sent a physical check in the mail. They said that will begin being issued the week of May 4th at the rate of about 5 million checks per week. The checks will be distributed based on adjusted gross income and with those with the lowest income receiving their checks first. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.